Welcome to IBBA Insights, providing expert advice on buying or selling small businesses. IBBA Insights is presented by the International Business Brokers Association, the world's largest nonprofit organization for those helping others sell or buy businesses. Now, here's your host, Crest Diglio.
Today we're going to talk about one of the best kept secrets in business, and that's a business broker. Now that might sound funny because this is a show for business brokers with a host that's been a business broker for 20 years. So you might ask why I would say it's one of the best kept secrets. Well, unfortunately, in many cases, business owners don't know that there's such thing as a business broker. Instead of selling their business for market value, they'll sell short to a competitor, maybe with unfavorable terms, or just give it away. And in many other cases, they just shut it down and they walk away from it for nothing. You know, in reality, it's really a travesty when that happens because a business owner has made so many sacrifices throughout the years to build and run their business, and on the way out the door, they miss out on their reward, and that's a payday. Through the efforts of organizations like the International Business Brokers Association, the IBBA, business brokers have become a lot more recognizable, and business owners have been capitalizing on all their hard work they put into their business by utilizing the services of a business broker and maximizing the dollar amount they receive in the sale of the business. And I could sit here today and tell you all the benefits of using a business broker and how great we are and why it's the best thing that you should do, but that's a little self-serving. I really believe it's more meaningful to hear from someone who went through the process of selling the business. Today, we have a guest that recently sold her family business. They started out trying to sell it on their own and ultimately decided to hire the services of a business broker. So it's my pleasure at this point to introduce you to Liz Allen. Her family had a technology-based business in the voice over IP industry. And for confidentiality reasons, it's a most recent sale, and we cannot mention the name of the business that was involved, but we certainly could tell the story. It was a very successful business that ultimately sold out to a larger player looking to expand into Liz's family's business niche. So Liz, thank you for coming on our show today and willing to share your story with us.
I'm so excited to be here. And I have to say right out of the gate, Chris, I could not agree with you more about what you've said so far. So yes, I'm very happy to be here, happy to share the story. So let's go ahead and jump on in.
All right. Well, thank you. You know, I appreciate the enthusiasm because it certainly makes the show a lot more interesting and back and forth. And you and I have talked. And so I know your story. And that's why I wanted to have you on, because it's such I think an inspiration, not only for business owners that are looking to sell a business on their own, but really for business brokers that are out there to be able to utilize this and be able to play this or share this link with their clients and say, this is why, you know, you might want to consider hiring a broker. So let's talk about, why did you and your family decide to sell the business on your own?
As you had mentioned, we as a business had kind of come to the end of the road. We knew that either we were going to join forces with someone that was going to be able to take our business to the next level, or we were going to close the doors. And as you mentioned in the introduction, you don't want to close your doors after you put your heart and your soul and your sweat and your tears into your business, right? So we really wanted to find the right person, the right company to kind of pass the torch onto. So really early on, we had a relationship, a working relationship with the business, a business that shared casual conversations of interest in perhaps acquiring our platform, what we do. And that was, again, kind of over lunch, casual conversation. And when the time came that we had decided it was, in fact, the end of the road for us, we thought, okay, let's go in and pursue this on our own. We've already had that casual conversation with this company, with this larger company. Let's go ahead and start having some serious conversations about this. So that's kind of how it all started.
When you decided to do that, did you know that there was such thing as a business broker that you could potentially use? Or did you just think, well, this is just something we could do on our own because we've already had a conversation. We don't need anybody to help us.
Yeah, I think that was definitely the initial thought. Like, okay, we've got this. We already know these guys. We knew that business brokers could be available, but it wasn't even in our frame of mind. It was just kind of, we're going to go ahead and move forward with this. We've got this. We know what to do. And unfortunately, we weren't right there. but as the story continues, you guys will certainly see why.
Well, and that's fine. So, and you know, you get into this, you decide you're going to do it on your own because you had a buyer, an industry buyer, or someone that was you had conversation with over lunch and said, okay, you know, this is an opportunity. Let's just see where it's going to go.
And, exactly.
You know, a lot of times, Liz, when I talk to people, I say having one buyer is great, but it really puts them in a position of power, because if they don't realize, if they realize and they're shrewd enough to understand you're not talking with anyone else, that it really puts them in a position of power and authority to maybe dictate and command how things went. Did you find that at all happening in your process?
Absolutely. So again, right away, we felt like we're going to be able to handle this on our own. We already have a relationship with this group, with this company. And very, very quickly, we realized that trying to take that casual conversation into a serious conversation was taking a very long time, was not progressing forward, and our desire and our goals of selling the business seems like they just came to a screeching halt, like nothing was happening. And I think certainly because we were just talking to that one company and that company knew it was just them in the arena, that they had a little bit of power and that they could drag their feet as they wished to, whether that was intentional or not, you know, it's not for me to say, but that's definitely what it felt like from our standpoint.
So let's talk about time. You were dealing with one buyer, but often when business owners try to sell the business on their own, they may put something up on one of the listing sites and they start fielding inquiries from multiple buyers. But let's just talk about the one buyer. You know, how did you handle this? And what did you find difficult about the process of trying to sell your business? There's so many things. There's contracts, non-disclosure agreements, pre-qualification of the buyers, marketing, which you didn't have to do, you had the one, but confidentiality, process, time. I mean, what if anything, all of it, did you find difficult about the process?
Well, really, all of it begins to become overwhelming, right? Because when the conversation becomes more serious and negotiations begin, you start to, as a business owner, and I think that anybody that's listening, all of the business owners that are listening will understand, you're protective of your business. You want to see things go well for the business. You want to make sure that you get the right value for your business. You don't want to give away too much information to, potential purchaser's company, right? You want to kind of like safeguard everything. And I think that that's when things got a little bit overwhelming, is how much do we share? What do we not share? What do we protect? Is it okay for them to keep, you know, to ask for us to do these things for them? Where do we draw the line? It all got a little bit blurry, especially for us. For me, not having any experience in this, right? So I think that everything, once the conversations got more serious, it's just a whole nother level. It's a whole nother level where some guidance, some expertise would definitely have come in handy.
I think, and you and I have talked, the process becomes very important. When do you give information? How much of it do you give? How much of it is too much? And how much of it is too soon? Their contracts that were signed, were their NDAs, and time. You know, you're a mother. You're running a family business. You have another business venture that you're working on. Time comes into play also, because if you're spending all your time trying to get this deal done, there's the possibility that it affects the overall performance of the business, which is not a good thing.
Absolutely. It is a very time-consuming process, and even more so when it drags out a long time, right? So you're talking about spending that time, that valuable time, and the longer the process takes, the more of the time that you're, giving. So it does. It becomes quite difficult, really.
So you went through the process. The time was dragging. Nothing was getting done. Possibly, you know, you were talking numbers, but really nothing other than in emails, no letters of intent or contracts. So at some point, you and your family made a decision to hire a broker. How did you find one? How did you begin the process of interviewing one? And why did you ultimately decide to use the business broker?
I think we knew, because of our experience to this point, right, we had gone through several months of conversations, negotiations, and things were just so slow and so stagnant. And again, there's that bit of overwhelm of what am I supposed to tell them and what am I not supposed to tell them and where do we draw the line? We reached out to our business attorney, who gave us a fantastic referral. And so we went ahead and hired a broker for assistance, because we needed We needed someone who knew. We needed someone in the industry. We needed a guiding light. We needed someone to tell us the appropriate things to do, the inappropriate things to do, how to protect ourselves without, isolating ourselves from providing information to the company that that they might actually need. So there's a lot of fine lines, and we really, really needed someone that was going to help us to understand the process a little bit better.
So you get involved with the business broker, and maybe things changed a little bit during the process of how the negotiations were being handled. So if you had to look back, what value did having a business broker being involved in the transaction, what did that bring to the equation?
You know, I look back, and as you had mentioned, you know, this is all fresh. This is all has just happened, you know, for us, and we're very excited about it. But I look back and I feel like once we had our broker, we had a dream team. It just felt like we were more in control. It felt like we understood exactly what to do. I personally had, you know, relied on our broker on so many occasions, just even simple emails that would come in, just, you know, talking through how do we respond to this and what do we say, or, you know, any contractual information that came over always went through the broker before, you know, going to the attorney as well. It was a missing piece of the puzzle for us. Another thing that I want to add, silly or not, sometimes, again, as a business owner, we talk about that, like that protective force that we have, right? Like we want to protect our business. And I remember there being times in our negotiations that as a buyer, sometimes you're almost, I don't want to say offended, but just kind of disappointed in something that's either in contractual language or in email correspondence. And our broker was always the first to say, okay, you know, if you're concerned about it, we're just going to bring it up. Easy conversation. And it was always very reassuring to just feel like, you know, the contract and these conversations are not meant to belittle the company or be negative. All you have to do is talk these things through. And it was always such a kind of a boost for us. Like, okay, great. It always made the relationship with the buyer feel much more comfortable. Like this is people working with people. And I don't know that I would have been able to have that perspective without our broker.
It gives you a little bit of a buffer, right? You have a family business. You guys have put your blood, sweat, and tears into it. And it's something that you're very passionate about. So it's a very emotional decision to make to sell the business. So you get involved with a buyer. When you're dealing one-on-one with that buyer, they bring up something that's uncomfortable. Well, there's no buffer. There's no one to take that blow. They're emotional. You're emotional. And a lot of times it kills a deal where if you have someone that's in the middle of the process, it's really not emotional for them because they've been through this 1,000 times, right? They
exactly.
Understand what it is and they can help you get through those difficult processes and tell you, okay, it's fine to be offended. It's fine to be upset about it. You know, count to 10, you know, and let's just talk about this and work its way through.
Yeah, absolutely. There were plenty of times that we were counting to 10 during this process. You know, selling a business is a roller coaster. It is. There's a lot of, emotional ups and downs that go along with it. There is a huge value in that. And that component, I think, is the strongest component itself. It's having that buffer and having that guidance. The guidance is so key, I think. I just know without our broker, we wouldn't have been able to make it through the process.
I know one of the things we talked about, and then I know about in conversation with you about your transaction that I think would be interesting to business owners out there, was also when you decided to hire a business broker, you put the other company on notice that you're hiring a broker and you have representation. And not only that, it sent the message to them that, hey, you're not the only one we're going to be talking to. Our broker's going to be going out there to the marketplace and see who else may be interested in our company. And I know that changed the dynamic, I believe, of how they negotiated with you.
It absolutely changed the dynamic. And I'm so glad that you brought that up, Chris, because literally And we could say by coincidence, but I'm not sure that that's the case. We hire a business broker, and then all of a sudden, we are not just talking to one individual within the company, but now we're talking to all of the individuals in the company. Now we're seeing, you know, people at our door, and the higher ups of the company are all of a sudden present in these conversations. It definitely changed the tone, and I think it definitely kind of put the it definitely put things into perspective for them, I think. And so it took them a little bit out of that power that we talked about, you know, feeling a little bit of power, feeling like you're the only one involved. I think that it kind of took that away. And that was definitely a value for us.
The other thing it did in talking with you again that I found very fascinating was it also, the process helped kind of dictate or determine price point, because as a business owner, you want to get the highest maximum dollar amount for your business that you can. But if you're talking to one company, do you really understand, you know, what the market might bring or what it might not bring? And I remember you telling me when you talked with your broker, he had mentioned, well, the initial offer that they made you seemed like a very fair offer, seemed like a very generous offer. And we found out, again, in what you shared with me, that they had reason for wanting to be in the sector or the arena that you were in. So it was meaningful to them. But still, it did not hurt to go to the marketplace to see what the market was saying, to see if they really were offering a fair price point or if maybe they were below market. So I do know that going out to the marketplace also, I believe, helped you understand what market value was for your business.
What's interesting is, as business owners, I think that we always want to value our business a little bit greater than what the actual market value is. And I don't know if that you agree with that, Cress, if that's typically the case. But it just has to do with, you know, oh, there's so much in this business and we built it up. And so having the one-on-one conversations is one thing, right? When we were having that conversation with the company, pre-broker, you know, that value was not way off, but it was a generous offer in comparison to what we were finding out in the market. So it was a very good reality check, right? Because if we would have been on our own and would not have involved a broker, and the deal would have fallen through with that initial interested buyer, I think our goals would be so much higher from a monetary standpoint, so much higher, because I don't think that we would have gotten that reality, you know, of what the market value is.
Market value is great, but there's also a value of time. So during the process of, even after you hired the business broker, you know, they took away a lot of the time that you guys were having to spend negotiating back and forth or bullet points back and forth or having to defend what you were able to give or not able to give. And I believe when they asked you personally for information, you almost felt compelled to, how do we say no? We almost have to give it to them. But I think that went away when you hired the broker, because they were able to step in and kind of dictate what was going to be given, when it was going to be given, and why it was going to be given in that process or that order.
It was a huge benefit and really a relief, because you have all of these thoughts in your mind, just like you said, like, should I be sending it to them? When should I be sending it to them? You know, why are they asking me for this already? And all of those kind of things run to your mind. And to just be able to have a bounce board and just say, hey, how do we handle this? And have someone there to intercept where you don't even have to speak up. It makes it so much more comfortable. I always appreciated, you know, our broker's ability to just kind of step into the situation and say, no, not yet. Or no, we're going to wait until, you know, this document is signed or something along those lines to open up additional conversation or information.
Well, you know, a buyer is going to ask for anything and everything, and rightfully so. And it's your ability or responsibility, I should say, to defend whether you're going to give it or not and why you're not going to give it. I mean, at one point you told me during your process, before the agreement was even signed, at one point they wanted to interview your employees.
Yeah. And as a business, you know, as a business owner, and these, you know, these people are part of our family business, right? They've been working for our family business for years. And the idea, of course, of having them go over to a larger company, a larger establishment, was not something that we felt comfortable doing. I, you know, wouldn't think that anybody would feel comfortable doing. But the question was asked. And without a broker, who knows if we would have gone ahead and said, okay, if that's what they want, that's what we've got to do. That was a good dip in the roller coaster for sure.
Well, you also had to deal with a lot of compliance issues because you have, you know, customer privacy and information. And I know in a position from the buyer's point of view, they were wanting to understand who your clientele was, what their data was, how they were going to transport, you know, the data from you to them and when it was going to take place. And that was, you know, from what you told me, that was very touchy also.
Handing over a list of our customer base is almost like handing over a larger company, a set of leads, right? I mean, in a way, and of course you don't want it to be that way. And of course it's not, but that crosses your mind. You know, when you are a business, like what ours was, your customer base is everything, right? That's your value is the customer base that you've acquired. And to provide that customer information over early on in the process is not something that we did. Thanks to advice from our broker, but it's not something you want to do. It would be a scary thing to, to give into.
You have a happy ending to your story because the business sold, and thus we're talking about
it.
And your shit, it's great, right? So you're able to move on and do the next thing. But I think what is important for the audience to hear from you. You got to the finish line utilizing the services of a broker. So the question would be, what difference in the end result do you believe may have been if you hadn't hired a broker? Were there any difference? Do you think you still would have got to the finish line at the same price point in the same time frame? Or do you think maybe it might have been different? I know that's a tough question maybe to answer, but I'd love to hear your opinion on that.
That's a great question. And of course, we're at the finish line and we had it in the best case scenario with a broker, right? And I could not imagine, and I've already said this today, but I cannot imagine having gone through the process now, looking back without a broker. I do not think it would have moved as quickly as it did. And not to say it was a speedy process. I mean, full transparency, it was not a quick process, but that has nothing to do with the broker. I still feel like it was propelled forward by the broker. There was also a lot of negotiation and advice provided by our broker in regards to, the price negotiation. So I think that was of assistance to us. I don't know. And I don't know where we would have wound up without some assistance in the price negotiations. I think that for sure. It would have been a different ride. It would have been a much more stressful, even more stressful than it was. It would have definitely been different. And looking back, I mean, I would have hired a broker right out of the gate. That's what I would have done differently in our experience, because I feel like what ended up taking, over a year to do, could have been significantly less if we would have had a broker on our team.
I think the audience can hear you're happy because, you could tell a lot by the tone of someone's voice. So it obviously worked out for you and for your family.
Yes.
So, congratulations for that because, it allows you all to move on to the next stages of your life, whatever that might be. So there are people that are out there right now that are listening to the show and they have a business and they're deciding, do we want to hire a broker? Do we need a broker? Can we do it on our own? Should we try to save the commission? Is there any value? From your perspective, what advice would you give to that business owner who's thinking about selling the business on their own?
Just like people do not advise selling your house by yourself, you do not want to sell your business by yourself. You want to bring a professional in. There's so much more to it than just a handshake and a smile. That is not what a business transaction looks like. It's difficult. There's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of negotiating, and not just monetary, not just financial negotiations. We're talking about negotiations about time and material and information. It is a constant roller coaster, and I would not advise doing it alone. I wouldn't advise doing it alone. Just keep in mind, if you don't, you're going to be, if you don't have a broker, you would be trying to become a broker during the process of trying to negotiate. And that's, I don't think that would be fun for anybody.
You know, as a business broker of 20 years, I could tell you when we list a business for sale, a lot of times you might talk to 50, 100 different people that are looking to buy the business that have questions and all want information. You got to send them all that. You basically on your own tried to sell and were dealing with one. How would you have had the time to deal with, you know, 25 or 50 or 100 people that were looking to buy your business? That might have been a little difficult.
Oh, it would have absolutely been difficult. And to be honest, we just wouldn't have had the time to do it. I don't know where we would have had the time because just the conversations with one were enough to cause overwhelm, right? So adding any more to that load would have been too much for us to bear, I think.
You mentioned something earlier in our discussion. You talked about the business broker and you really felt like you had a team and you went to your business attorney and he referred you to someone. So I think that's important for people out there that are listening. You know, there are many ways to find a business broker in your area. One, you can go to the IBBA.org and find a broker near you and see their qualifications. That's a great way to look at it. But, you know, talk to your business professional, you know, your attorney, your CPA, mm-hmm. your financial planner, because they're going to refer people that are meaningful and they become part of the team. I mean, I would imagine the fact that the broker and the attorney knew each other were beneficial and helpful during your process because they weren't butting heads, I would imagine, with each other. They were working with each other as a team on your best in your best interest.
It always felt like, and when I say dream team, I mean it's no lie. It always felt like our team was on the same page, that there was no clashing at all. Everybody always kind of felt the same way. We were always in the same position about things. And if we weren't, at least initially, we all would get on the same page with the group dynamic that we had. But yeah, I love the idea of it being a referral, personally, because, you know, we were a small family business, right? And a lot of the business that we got was through word of mouth and through referral. And I believe in that. You know, I believe in hearing and understanding people's experiences. And for our business attorney, who we've known and trusted and worked with for years, for him to say, this is who you want to work with, it was no question for us. It was no question. It was, this is going to be easy. They already know each other. They've worked together. And it was very fluid. It was a very easy addition to our team and a very helpful one.
Teamwork is extremely important. And in a lot of cases, the business broker could step in and do some of the grunt work that, you know, is included, let's say, in his success fee and his commission, his percentage he's going to get if and when the business sells, where if an attorney or someone else is having to do that, whether the business sells or not, that's a bill you're going to be getting in the mail. So a lot of times it's able to help save you money on the end. Now, we can't, you know, a business broker can't do legal work. We can't do the work of an attorney, but the attorney could be talking about things within the contract or the negotiations and make the recommendations. And then the other team member, the business broker, could go and facilitate those things and then go back and talk to the attorney about the results and have them modify the things that need to be modified. Did you find that in your case?
I was just going to say that's absolutely the case for us. There were so many times, and which you appreciate, because in the end, when everything settles out, you know that you've got to pay your attorney fees and you pay for your broker, right? And the attorney fees that's a moving target. You know, it's constantly changing depending on their workload and their time for you. I remember so many times that our broker would say, well, no, let's discuss this internally. Let's discuss it with, you know, the buyers before taking it to the attorney, which was great because we were able to resolve things and work through things before it ever wound up on our attorney's desk, thus saving him the time and also saving us in turn the cost that was involved with that. Another buffer. It was another buffer for us that was really helpful.
I just absolutely love your story because, again, I was a business owner myself, and I currently am still a business owner along with being a mm-hmm. business broker. And it just speaks volumes to, you know, what's out there. Because, again, I said in the beginning in the intro, business brokers are the best kept secret, and people just don't understand what they are and what they do and how they do it. And I could get on here and talk about all the greatness of a business broker all I want, and that's, again, self-serving. But you've been through the process, you went through it, and you're able to share with the audience, you know, the benefits that you perceived in your case. So you went from family business to passion business, right? So talk to us about mm-hmm. what you're doing today.
Of course, we've said again and again, it was a family business and happy to be involved in a family business, technology-based. The passion there, of course, was working with my family and moving a business forward. But I am an artist and a designer by nature. And so I am now pursuing a little passion project of my own, which is much different than the industry that I'm, you know, quote unquote leaving. But I'm definitely excited that I have this opportunity, this ability to do it, you know, thanks to the sale of the business. So onward and upward towards passion. And I'm excited about that for sure.
Well, I have no doubt that it's going to be a huge success for you. And I certainly wish you the very best of luck with that. And also to your family, you know, for whatever things they're doing next in their lives. So, you know, our time has unfortunately come to an end. But Liz, I have to tell you, I appreciate so much that you were willing to come on today's show and share with the audience your experience with selling your business. I mean, I really believe there are business owners out there listening today to the show that are going to gain from your willingness to share your story. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure, Chris. Thanks for having me.
It was my pleasure. Thank you. So business brokers, I'm highly encouraging you to share today's episode on all your social media platforms. You have potential clients out there that'll listen, will benefit from hearing this story, and it might just help you get a new listing from someone who is on the fence about whether to use your services or they were looking to sell the business on their own. You're a business owner out there. You listen to it. You know, listen to it again. If you want more information about business brokers in your area, you can go to ibba.org and you can find a broker near you who can help you get the most for your business. You can also reach out to, you know, your business attorney, your CPA, and see if they know anyone in the area. And also when you're on the IBBA website, you can also see the credentials of the brokers in your area. Are they a CBI, a certified business intermediary? You know, how qualified are they? That's very important also. So for more information on our show or to listen to more episodes, please visit us at ibba.org. Thank you again for supporting our show. I'm your host, Chris Diglio, and I look forward to talking with you again on the next episode